them back. The other, the others have got their tickets, they're ready to come, but not until Wednesday or Thursday.
Then others whom
to fly. So I told them not to come, to stay there,
then
and
what,
to work with
what
the
what they want to do there, they will, the Sarsarup or Rameshwar who has gone there to take possession of the temple, will they allow your disciples to remain in the present state, or they will go on with new initiation and other things?
What well, I think they'll be a little cautious in dealing with my disciples, a little cautious. But the situation has become very poisoned
about
now.
About the Grihastha, of course, they cannot force them. But those that are living in the temple, if they do not submit to their proposal that they should again, leaving you, they should take again initiation from another acharya, and if they can't do so, then they will be ousted from the temple.
It may happen like that. We'll see.
And what they will do, those ousted extreme devotees, they are all expected to come this side, or they can find a place for their own there.
Acha. If it happens like that, that some are ousted, then I'll probably have them come here for some time, and then we'll make out a plan what to do. I was thinking of, if we get a small group of devotees here, 25, 30 devotees, I may want to start one traveling Sankirtan party in India with bullock carts and go from village to village and do Harinam Sankirtan, distribute prasadam, and just have a discussion of Krishna topics with the Vaishnavas along the way.
And the financing in the beginning?
Financing, we'll send a few men for doing collection in the West.
In the West. Because to begin with, some capital is necessary.
Yes.
And then, of course, it may be self-supported gradually.
Yes.
The cowman. He came and perhaps did something. I asked him to go away. He does not like to go away. Then when I talked, a little excited, he told that you have come in our clutches, and you are talking with us so excitedly, you will have to reap the result. Well, what result I have to reap? But I am following you, go wherever you like to take me. So I went to that bamboo grass, that corner. Then that man fled. What you can do?
Yes.
They are also the courageous Govinda Maharaj Haricharan. Nimai also courageous, but later easily provocated.
He's
a good talker. He can talk so much, and according to his age,
yes,
he generally invites some violence. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. In the Naxal period, about 8 years ago or so, one Naxal leader was taking bath in the tank. At that time, the tank was under fencing. And the son, while taking bath, they passed some stools also in the pond. Information came to me, and I asked Dharavajan Vasini, my devotee, Ghosh. He told me, stop all sorts of entrance into the tank. I did so. Then one nakshali there, he went to take his bath. He was informed that Maharaj has ordered none will touch the water and take bath. No, I am not doing anything harm. I am taking bath simply. I don't like to obey the orders of your Maharaj. That information came to me. I went down. Then hearing that I am coming, he said, then from there, and I am old man of 80 almost, and you are a young man of 20. Why do you fly away? And for fear of me, stand there. And so many persons on all sides, they flocked to that Nakshal leader, and the Maharaj, old man, coming, change of him. Yes. Then I went, and he stood there, just in front of the, and I landed in front of the attacker, there, and stood. Then when I reached him, they come this side, he went in the middle of that land. I went. Then very silently he says, anyway, I am only taking bath, no harm. And there is no harm for taking bath. But ordinary, nasty people, they usually here, taking bath, passes tools, all these things. So, no, that we shall guard. No molestation. Yeah, it is all right. You take the charge. There's no molestation in the front of my temple. And the Govinda Kunda, we venerate it like anything. A venerable thing to us, and that will be polluted, and I can't tolerate that. No, we shall take that. All right. I have no about this, I have no objection. Yes. No objection then. And they took care of these things. Holy bowl. Krishna is there. Why should I do so much? Sometimes some perhaps congressmen, afraid of the communists, at night came to take shelter here. I put them in the they keep the back door open. If they come this way, I shall keep under lock and key, and they remain within. And they keep the back door. If I come and break the door, you will fly in this way. And sometimes the nakshals came, you will have to give some shelter in this place, this in a tin shed. Well, I can't do that. Ordinarily, suddenly you come and take shelter, that is another thing. And to give, to attach some rooms for your permanent abode, I can't do that, whatever I do. Then I see, 2 or 3 days after, police has come at night, and that torch by torch, they are this bush, that bush, that room, searching for the nocturnes. But not sheltered here, can't do anything. But I have not consciously harbored any nakshal here. But suddenly, if anyone comes for his life, I give temporary protection for the time being, that I do. Indiscriminate of his nakshal or what you have come for life. I stay for some hours when they go. Gold, Hari, Gold, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. I'm not feeling well. A little feverish. Hare Krishna, Gaur Sundar, Gaur Hari.
We can take your leave, Maharaj. You take your leave now. Jai Om Vishwakarma Shishila
Bhaktivedanta. Dharma Nishtha Sata Jalma Hikkuman Vrin Chita Meti Sata Padang Himam. এগুলো আপনি ওই অস্বস্তি গুলি ঘোরাবেন তার চেয়ে আমার হাতে কোথায় বলতে পারি সধর্মনিষ্ঠ সজন্ম বিপ্রমান বিরিঞ্চিতা মেথি ততপরম হিমাম ওই ব্যাকৃতং ভাগবতুর্থ বৈষ্ণব পদং যথাহং বিবুধা কলাত্তহি জেনারেল সার্ভে অফ দি হোল এক্সিস্টেন্স স্বধর্ম নিষ্ঠ শতজন্ম বিপ্রমান চিতামৃতি ওয়ান হু পাসেস hundreds of births following the duties recommended as in Varnashrama system in the Vedas. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Those that are sympathetically cultivating consciousness. And to help us, those that are organizers of the nations or countries, peace is our verse. Third section, next, the financial supplier. And the fourth general labor, like an army, the whole nation is marching from the science to science. This way. If hundreds of births, one can discharge his duties in as recommended in the system of Varnashram. To discharge the duty, of course, it is compulsory not to want any remuneration for discharging the duty, nishkam, without wanting anything in return, if simply as ordered by the Lord, Vedas, revealed scriptures, so I do it. I don't want anything in return. Then he can be raised to the office of the controller of one Brahman, Brahma, through whom creation begins and who is in charge of controlling mainly the whole Brahmanda. His office is in Brahmalok, or Satyalok, Brahma. And through his disciples, Manasaputra, mental son, that is disciples, he begins the rule of the country. Vidinchitam eti agachati apnuti. He can attain that position. The administrator of whole of Brahmanda, that is the one whole part of creation. Tataparam himam, after then he comes to me. This is the statement of Shiva, Mahadeva. Next he comes to me. If he discharges his duty of a Brahma successfully, then only he can come to my position, my office. Tataparamhi mam. Mam means aham, me, myself. Or vyakrtam, there is one qualification. Akritam, akriti vishishtam, differentiatively developed world. Vyakrtam, but Vyakrtam, no Vyakrtam, Vyakrtam. Akriti means form. Akriti means vishesh form, a special form. But Vyakrtam, not very special formed. There is something hazy which cannot be differentiated very clearly. That is the position of Shiva. Udvyakritam, mam udvyakritam. Non-distinguishable position, because Shiva represents the tatastha shakti. As a whole, we can say, including the supply towards the world, and also also that are passing away from this world to Vaikuntha. They are beginner stage. Shiva. This world consciousness or the lower God consciousness. So, Vyakrtam. Not well discriminated. Paramhi mam vyakrtam bhagavatutha vaishnavam padam. Then again, there is vaishnavam padam. Vishnu sambandhiya vaishnavam padam bhagavatu. Yata aham sadharmanish puman eti ato bhagavatu vishnavam padam eti. Ato mana ananta, after this that crossing my position, there is another sphere where the Bhagavata, who are after Bhagavan. Bhagavan means Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta. One whose person naturally attracts others to serve him lovingly. Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta Bhagavan. There are other meanings also. But Jiva Goswami Prabhu has prepared this meaning. Bhagavan means Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta. Whoever comes in contact with him, he likes to give him loving service, affectionate service. He is Bhagavan. The Bhagavatu, when those that are of such temperament, such nature, they live above me, atha, anantarma, after me. Vaishnavam padam, that is also known as Vaishnava pada. That is, Vaishnavas are living there. Vaishnava padam. Jatha hung. He said also, Vibhudha kalatari, O gods, he is addressing the gods, Mahadev. Kalatari, Kalatari, Kala and Kastha. Kastha means the background, Kala means development on the background. Kalatari, wholesale dissolution of any sort of development or forms. Wholesale dissolution of Kala. That is complete stage of equilibrium. No differentiation, no specification, none of the type, nothing of the nature. No, nothing could be discriminated, just experienced, or even talked on, thought on. In Manusamhita also find such a condition has been described. Ashididam tamo bhutam apragnatam alokkhanam aparatarkam abhijyayam prasuktam ivasadvata. Just in sound sleep, nothing can be traced. No reason, no experience, no judgment. Something like that stage called toy. Total dissolution. At the same time, I also take shelter there, Mahavir says. That where? That Vaishnavam Padam, where the Bhagavata, they live in. So, serving the whole creation, from the Nitya Leela to this Brahmanda Leela. Jatha aham vibhudha kalatari. So this Brahmanda of Varnasram, and then Viraja Brahmaloka, then Parabhom, that is Swarup Shakti, Tatastha Shakti Jeev, Mayasari Apara Shakti, Para Shakti, and Tritiya Bhakti Rishati. In Bhagavad Gita, we find two kinds of potency, Para Apara. Apara, the product, this month. This mundane world is the product of Apara Shakti. Bhumira Panalu Vayu Kangmanu Buddhiri Vachu. Idastu anyan prakritim vidhame balan. Conscious unit within this supplied from parashakti, higher potency. Only two kinds of potencies mentioned here in Vishnu Purana 5. Khetragyakha tathapara titiya shakti rishyate. There is another third potency by which the real domain of the Lord has been created or sustained. Titiya shakti rishyate. Sarup shakti. And here in Bhagavad Gita, when two shakti, two potencies mentioned, the third potency or the more internal or higher potency is included in God Himself. His dhamma, His paraphernalia, His leela, all this has been considered one with Him. And so two potencies. So when the whole self-dissolution of the mundane world, then Shiva, who is considered to be the master of this aparashakti, of this worldly potency, is connected, involved with this aparashakti. Parashakti as a whole considered as Purusha, Purishyate, who enters into the ground, the mundane energy, Jayidam Dharjati Jagat, which entering into the mundane substance makes it moving. Jayidam Dharjati Jagat. And whole self-dissolution, then the conscious aspect of the Parashakti only has connection with Vaishnavam Padam, the dual portion of the Vaikuntha. That is Shivalok, Shiva Mahavishnu, almost entering into Mahavishnu. Then Garbhodasai Vishnu, Chirodasai, they also retire into Mahavishnu. The most fundamental background of this mundane world. So, this is the background of this world of creation. And then, in this mundane, there are different mundane worlds, there are different stages. Bhur, Bhuvasa, Mahadunas, Satyalok, upwards. And then, Atal, Bhutal, Sutal, Talatal, Satal, etc. In the lower, we are told. Abham, Bhuna, Loka, Punar, Avartino, Juno. Wherever we go, we have to return back. We can't maintain our stability, our position, certainty or surety, but moving by the waves of action, reaction. Mam upetyate kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. If possibly crossing that land of equilibration, equilibrium. We can go up, then of course we are saved. We acquire the substantial position there. Yadgata no nivartante tad dhamma paramamama. We enter into the domain, the kingdom of Krishna Maharaj. And there, generally no question of reaction, because the cause of reaction is removed, and then only you can enter there. The cause of reaction is exploiting tendency or renouncing tendency. Exploiting everything is meant for my comfort. Self-centered. As Guru Maharaj used this word, geocentric, and the opposite, heliocentric. Helios or something, the Latin name of sun, perhaps. Heliocentric means sun is in the center. As geocentric, no, the earth is in the center. So geocentric means necessarily self-centered. Self-centered. Everything is meant for me. I am to enjoy as much as possible. This is this one. And there, heliocentric, that is God's centric, God-centered. So no self-centering tendency remains in those souls that enter into Vaikuntha. They have already accepted God-centric nature, so they are safe. Their object towards the God, and they get supply, they get help from that center, so their position becomes safe, and more and more safe. And that of Vrakatam Viraja Brahmalok, that is the buffer state. Neither exploitation nor service. Service. They, like the exploiters, do not think that everything is for me or my enjoyment. At the same time, they also do not admit that I am for someone else. I am independent. I don't want anything for my enjoyment. At the same time, I am not to be enjoyed by anyone. I am for myself. By myself and for myself, I am not for any other being. No cooperation with the higher center, higher feet, sphere. That is the marginal position between the two fence, sitting on the fence. Sitting on the fence policy. Neither that side nor this side. I'm independent. This is misinterpreted. Soham. Misinterpreted. Aham Brahmasmi. Soham. These Vedic mantra are misinterpreted by them to support their opinion. Tattamasi, you are that thing. They have gone so far as to say through the lips of Hanumanji, who is a is the example of a bona fide servitor, of Ramchandra. Deho Buddha Aham Dasusmi. Mano Buddha Tadam Saka. Atma Buddha Tadeva Aham Jime Nishthitabha. Something like that. When I consider myself, identify myself with this body, I am your servant. But when I am in the mental plane, I think I am your part. I am a servant, that is the lowest, lowest conception, and the middle conception that I am your part. Atma-buddha tadiham, when I consider my soul, then I am one with you. Their composition. So, their thinking is like this. So, really, they have no fulfillment of life. Life is useless, just like sound sleep, samadhi. Samadhi, meaningless, purposeless, no object of life, no aim. Only to withdraw from the mortal world, that is enough. Withdraw from the negative aspect of our life, and no faith in positive life. Positive life. So, in their consideration, everything is Maya, and if we want to get out of Maya, we are resolved to nothingness. That is the big position of. So, as Bhagavatam says, Shiva, Udbhyakritam, Mam Udbhyakritam, after Brahma, then above Brahma, I am there. And this is very hard understandable, my position. That is, I am the master of Maya, at the same time, the service beginner. On my topmost capacity, I rather merge into this serving domain. And here I am also as a master, but not real master. Think to be master of this mundane, because this is all false. But that is my peculiar position, Adish. Sanatana Goswami has mentioned in his Brihad Bhagavatamatam, when the jiva soul is passing away, crossing this Maya, the Devi Maya in a beautiful form comes to him and requests him not to leave her company. If you remain here, I shall serve you. Why do you go away, leaving me here alone? Appealing tone, the Maya proposes her services to a liberating soul. But he, if he gives consent, then he again, that tatastha position, he again come here. But if he can get relief of that subtlemost stages of consciousness, and can enter the crossing that domain, can enter Vaikuntha, is more or less crossing the buffer strait there, Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, the land of service, the land of gentlemen, who does not want to consume anything for his own selfish desire. Akinchaner eki lokkhon, saranagati akinchaner eki lokkhon, tar moddhe pravishoi atmasamarpan. Saranagata devotee, a surrendered soul. Saranagati akinchana, and one who is selfless and self-surrendered. Two sections of people, selfless people and self-surrendered. One thing, selflessness is common in both these sections. But a surrendered soul, there is something positive. What is that? Atmasamarpan, self-opposition, dedication. He is already akinchan, but does not want anything, like the previous man. Akinchan, don't want anything. Saranagata devotee, he also will say, I don't want anything. But something added, I want to offer myself for some cause. For my own self, I don't want anything. I don't want anything for myself. But I want to offer myself, to give myself off to another higher entity. This is added to akinchan, to selflessness. He does not want it, but he wants to serve, service. So what is service? We have to understand thereby. Service. Nothing I want for my own satisfaction, but I sacrifice myself for the satisfaction of some higher being. That is added to akinchan, then he becomes bhakti. When serving, eternally serving creed is accepted, then the selfless soul becomes a devotee. And the serving to whom? This is Vishuddha Sattva, is service, serving land, land of service is Vishuddha Sattva. And that is also degree of development. Generally, the hemisphere, first half is Parabhum, and the higher half is Goloka, Vrajadham. One is calculative service, and the higher